Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bong. He's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. Thank you guys for tuning in on this crazy, crazy Friday night. Actually, it ain't really that crazy of a Friday night. I know we were supposed to do the show Wednesday, guys. That's my fault. What can we say? Wacky weather Wednesdays. Tornadoes are everywhere.
Yeah.
Cows are flying by my house. It was like the movie Twister. You know, it's crazy.
You got Bill
I think
Paxton
I saw
in your
Oz
front yard
at one
holding
point.
Onto your gas tank.
Yeah, and I thought I saw Oz at one point, so I didn't know what was going on. But it was crazy Wednesday night. And thank you, bro, for being able to reschedule. Yeah, I know you got a crazy schedule.
Yeah.
But thank you, Danny, for
we definitely
taking it out of your busy Friday night. Your busy TGIF.
My busy fucking
Friday.
Yeah, that's
something they don't got anymore, bro, is TGIF. Like, when we were younger, they had the shows, you know, all the good shows that would come on Friday night. They don't do that shit no more.
Yeah, Friday nights, I remember that was a TGIF Friday night cartoons on WB.
Yeah, shit
wasn't
like that. And then you would have like,
it was
ABC and WB. It was like the same.
Yeah.
They were like brother sister shit or some shit, wasn't it?
Yeah. Cousin networks.
But also, bro, what do you think of Will Smith being banned for 10 years? I think it's good. I think he could have had a better punishment than that.
I mean. So Will Smith is a delicate case because he brings in so much money, so they can't really, like, do too much to him because he's, like, the poster child. You know what I mean?
I don't know, bro. Does he really? I mean, I've seen After Earth.
Yeah,
that
he
movie
does.
Sucked. How much money is he really bringing in?
I mean, are you talking about all of his projects where he's invested, or are you talking about where he's acting?
Let's see. I'm talking about the ones where there's After Earth, and there's another one that sucked. Gemini, where he played, like, himself as a
Gemini, that was shitty. But the one that they just came out with is King James or whatever, it was the Serena Williams and
the
Venus
one,
Williams
dad. Well,
yeah, this one, I mean,
it's
got,
a documentary type.
Awards.
It's a documentary type movie, bro. You know, it's gonna win something.
yeah, it's gonna win some kind of award.
It was gonna win something. Come on, I mean.
I mean, you got to figure, he's been at the business for a long time. He makes a lot of money. He's made a lot of money. Independence Day probably paid for Spielberg's third or fourth house.
True.
Thing is with that, man, is they have to do something. Because they can't just like, oh, no, we can't do anything. Because then it sets the premise for everyone else to just be able to walk up there and bitch slap somebody when they say something they don't like. But
exactly. But here's the thing, though. Do you think Chris Rock will ever be able to host it again?
Absolutely. He handled that very well.
Well, not just that, though, but do you think, like, are they going to let him host it again next year? And is he going to be able to do, like, a Will Smith joke? You know, like,
ooh,
maybe something,
I mean,
like,
there,
on
so
the
he
line
might as well
of, like,
poke all the funny can at
Jada. Well, maybe something on the line of, like, yo, I better not say nothing crazy tonight. I'm going to get smacked like last year or something, you know, something like that. Or...
Well, it's not like the thing is Jada Pinkett Smith is so disloyal that she would still go to the award show without him. She's like, oh, yeah, I'll just take my boyfriend, you know.
Ooh, ooh. All right, let me set the scenery. 10 years pass. Will Smith comes back. Chris Rock is hosting it.
and are you just set it up? Okay.
Yeah,
like,
10 years in the making.
Yeah, no, and then they're going to be buddies, and then they're going to make sure that they have appearances, shaking hands and kissing each other.
No, what if it's like Chris Rock's revenge, though? Like, he's just pretending, right? And he's like, all right, I'm going to bring him on stage, say I'm sorry, and it's like, dick shot him real quick or something, you know? Like,
dude,
damn.
I would laugh so hard if that dude just turned back and gave Will Smith the right hook from hell.
Yes.
And then walked over to Jada.
Yes.
Spit-shined her head. I'd spit-shine her head just to be a dick. I'd buy her
the
turtle
best thing
wax
is,
for
I know you would, bro. I know you would.
Yeah. Turtle wax and a buffer pad for her head. I'll do it all.
And a buffer pad for the head.
I can't stand her. Listen, I just can't stand her, man. She is the most disloyal person as far as, like, spouses go. If my wife, listen, if I act a fool in public and I do something like smack somebody, my wife will not tell anybody else that I was wrong. She will tell me I was a fucking idiot and I was stupid and immature, and she'll tell me all that stuff to myself. But what she tells the people is going to be 100% supportive. Jada Pinkett Smith went out there as soon as he smacks Chris Rock and's like, I don't condone this. Really? Because you kind of gave him the look to go ahead and give
him
a whack.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like, you gave him that, like, you better go do something. I'll get August to do it.
Oh, man. You know what? August had to have been excited after that. He probably wanted to thank Will for slapping that dude for their girl, you know?
He texts him, thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. I was gonna go, but I wasn't invited.
Yeah, I had the homies, man, but we was on this other spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
What's your girl doing? I mean, what's our girl doing?
Yeah. Is tonight your night or mine?
Yeah. Tell Jada to hit me up.
God, bro, it's so embarrassing for him. Like, you watch the Red Table Talk where she's sitting there talking about their relationship with the kids and talking about their relationship with everybody on a TV show, and she just holds nothing back, talking about how August did things for her that she hadn't felt in a long time, and geez, man, just so descriptive. It just made me cringe even watching the little clips because I can't sit down and watch that show. But I don't know, man. I just have a really, harsh perspective on that. Fuck Jada Pinkett Smith.
I feel you. Well, speaking of fucking things, I guess that's a bad translation over into something else. I almost got ran off the road the other day, so yeah, I guess I can say it. Fuck you, bus driver. Well, I didn't almost get ran off the road. I did get ran off the road with this shit.
I was going to say, I saw the pictures of your car, and
I did go off-roading. Yeah, I definitely went off-roading a little bit, guys. It wasn't as fun as when I was a kid out in the desert. Off-roading my little Honda and some grass was not as fun.
Especially when you don't expect it on the road, you know?
Oh, I know, bro. And the bad thing is, they were pulling out of the school at like 3:30 in the afternoon, so I know they had kids on this bus, right? Storming, because this was Wednesday, so this was like during all those like tornadoes and storming, and I sent you some videos and shit about like how it was raining and shit. So picture that, right? These people and this bus just come flying out of the school all crazy, like overshooting their turn and shit.
A preschool,
and the bad
too,
thing
right?
was, at preschool too, yeah. And the bad thing is, I'm the only car coming down the street at this time. They couldn't wait the extra 20 seconds for me to pass them. What happened to the buses? Like, remember when we were kids on the bus and they would get to like a train track? They would have to stop at the train track, open the door, look both ways, put their head out the window, stick their thumb up their ass, and do all that nonsense they would have to do.
Do you remember our bus driver for the foothills, Robin?
I remember a few bus drivers we had at the foothills.
Jesse.
Was that Jesse or Robin?
I think his name was Robin. Man, I smoked a lot of weed back then, too. But
there was that big dude, Jesse. You know, he passed away not long ago with COVID.
White-haired guy?
Yeah. No, he was that big, fat dude. Yeah, he was a big, fat dude. And then I remember, that dude was cool as hell, man. He, I know you know the homie Alex and, I can't remember Alex's last name, but he's wrestles and shit like that. Alex Stream or some shit. Jesse's the one that trained
all them. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Jesse's the one that ended up training all them and shit like that. So, yeah, he was a good dude. I always liked him. And then I remember Ruby.
Yeah, I mean, our bus driver was
one
cool.
day would have teeth, and then one day didn't have teeth, one day would have teeth. One day would have, like, three teeth, one day it would be,
I remember in high school, one of the kids, I think it was Dylan Smalls, threw a soda bottle out a window. And
that was about right. Fucking small.
They pulled our bus over. I
heard that name is so
and,
long, bro.
they pulled our bus over, and Rob and our bus driver was like, yeah, we're not moving until whoever threw that comes up, right? And nobody was coming up, and then the kid that threw it went up there, and I think he tried saying it was someone else or something, you know what I mean? And we wound up sitting there on the side of the road for like 15 minutes in the middle of summer. It wasn't even funny.
Dude, that same shit happened that one time that somebody threw that fucking marble out the window and hit the dude on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he
I
like followed to the
same,
first bus stop and jumped, and like
same,
jumped on
yeah,
the bus.
I think that's the same thing. I think we're talking about the same thing. Was it a water bottle or a marble or a sucker or something?
It was a marble. It was one of those like it was not like the little bitty marble. It was like those ones that you use to hit the marbles in the game or whatever, like the bigger one.
Yeah.
Like the
yeah
it was
who,
like one of them, dude. Yeah.
That was that.
And
we're talking about the same time, I think.
Oh, fuck. It wasn't Dylan that threw it, but I know who did. It was fucking that Asian kid. I didn't mean that in a slur, guys.
Kyle?
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. If you're on the bus, you would know he was the only Asian kid.
Only Asian kid in the foothills, really. I mean.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah,
it was
kid.
Kyle, because that fucker used to take his head when he would get pissed off at the driver and bang his head into the fucking window, and he broke him a few times. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah,
he was in
my grade, and he was in a couple of my classes, and the dude was nuts. And I actually remember the dude's last name. He's doing really good these days, but I remember
That's
him being
good,
crazy.
Dude.
Yeah, crazy in school.
Let's see. Because I think I was like two grades above you guys. So when I saw him my last year in eighth grade or whatever, before he came into high school, he was that little Asian kid, right? And then I saw him 2 years later, and he was, you know, played football and, you know, got like all built and shit. At that point, I'm like, what the hell?
I was one grade behind you.
Okay, maybe
you
guys were a grade
what,
behind
2000,
me.
2008?
07.
Oh, yeah, you were two ahead of me then. Wow.
Well, see, I was supposed to, what it is, age-wise, I was supposed to graduate in 08, but I started kindergarten a year early.
Oh, okay, yeah, and then when they did the transfer thing, then you come out to the schools out here, and, yeah.
Yeah, so age-wise, I was a grade ahead or whatever. Something like that. I forget what the shit was, but either way, I graduated in 07. Anyways,
yeah,
bro, are you ready to start the show? Because, this is going to be a great one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we've got some stuff for you guys. We've got some public announcements. We've got a couple hiring
ads. Let's get into the public announcements. Let's get into those, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we had a message from one of our sponsors, Jake, down at Jake's Glass and Bumper. This is a public announcement, and he would like to inform the public that his shop was named for the services of windshield repair and bumpers and bodywork on cars. He appreciates all the people that came down to support him on the grand opening, but he would like to let the drug-using swingers group that showed up know that he appreciates their presence, but requested that they never return. And please send someone else down to come and grab that glass pipes that they asked for him to repair. He doesn't do those. And he kindly mentioned the sex swing that was in the back office. He would really appreciate if somebody would come down and take that down because he's a repairman on glasses and bumpers. He doesn't know how to do all that stuff that you guys did with the rigging. So if you guys could come on down and take that off, he would really appreciate it. And like we said, that's down at Jake's Glass and Bumper. You guys make it down. You can use promo codes or give him the name Stash, and he might charge you more. So just be careful.
Yeah. He's definitely going to charge us more after that.
Expect people more after
that one, guys.
he's definitely going to charge us more.
Maybe you guys should be like, I hate the Stash, and he'll give you a discount or something.
Yeah, I mean, he blames us for those swingers showing up at his party, at his house.
I was about to say, you know, joke's on him. I'm the one that hung the swing up, my bad.
Yeah. And I'm the one that went into the worst part of town and said that they got a guy that can repair glass real easy.
So our bad. Sorry, Jake.
You had some pretty good hot dogs there for the grand opening, and we definitely took a few extra sodas, so we're good.
Yeah, I grabbed a couple extra Dr. Peppers on my way out, maybe a wiener or two, for the ride. But
you definitely took a few wieners. It was a swingers party, bro. It's all right, man.
I don't know where this story is going, bro. I don't know what news report you got, but no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not for public information. I'm sorry.
What I tell you after the show is what I tell you after the show.
I could fit six hot dogs in my mouth. Watch this, guys.
Seven and a half.
Oh,
no,
and a half.
Bun and all.
Bun and all. I think you've got I think you've got another ad from one of our sponsors too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And after
this
that, I've got
Pete.
I've got that hiring ad from McDonald's that they sent us.
Ooh. And then I have another one, but it's going to be hard for me to try to do the beat for it, so I'll try anyways, though. You know, whatever. I like making a fool of myself every now and then.
Absolutely.
But the ad I got first is Pizza Slut's back yet again with their almost summer blowjob special. Two large, one popping, six-piece boneless wings, four hand jobs from Righty Only, a gallon of Primo gasoline, and a half a blowjob. You pick which half, the start or the finish. I think that's a good deal right there, guys. So, and we have no promo codes on that because they don't give us discounts on anything. So,
yeah. That's just the general price that they charge everybody. They just asked us to let you guys know. So.
Yeah. We might get an extra hand job every now and then, but that's about it.
You can have the hand job. I'm married. I can't even play around. And besides that, the last time I did
bro,
it,
bro, I don't. Yeah, I was about to say the same thing, man. Like, I don't know if they used the same hand on us, but was it a little hairy or is that
just
me?
Man, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm afraid to look down there, to be honest with you.
Pizza Slut, step up your game on whoever's doing the hand jobs.
Yeah, and test your employees.
But who,
for God's sake.
But whoever's sucking dick, they're doing a great job at it, so keep
I heard that was the manager, Chris, but I wasn't gonna give that away.
Dang, next time I'll throw an extra dollar in the tip jar on that motherfucker.
Yeah. Chris, you're in this one, buddy.
Oh, man. And you were saying you had another public survey for us? Or?
We actually winded up getting McDonald's, a local branch of McDonald's, got a hold of us and said that if we'd like to put out an ad for employment, so if anybody's interested to work, that would be – let me get that ad for you real quick. All right. If you've ever thought about getting a job interacting with people, you have, and you have the manners of an iguana and the social skills of a scorpion, then here at McDonald's, we'd love to put you on the fast track to management. Competitive pay for fast food, and next to no real expectations of personal gain or success. We'll even make you look really good with sappy success stories of doctors who were managers for us once upon a time. And truth be told, you as a manager, you get to keep the money that was donated to the children. So come on down to your local Mickey D's and tell them you want a future in fast food. We'll set you up with a lot more than just addictive behaviors and a God complex. So if you guys have any, if you guys are looking for a job, run on down to McDonald's. They don't expect much.
You had me at screwing over charities.
Before I got that email, man, I always wondered what they did with that donation money. I was like, man,
yeah, I always thought
they just save it up.
You know, like, that's crazy. So it's the manager's bonus each year. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the incentive, I guess.
Oh, craziness. Imagine
McDonald's
that.
Is evil.
Yes, yeah, but I still, you know, if you want to sponsor us some McDoubles, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, man.
McDoubles and Happy Meals. He has kids. Happy Meals would be nice.
Yeah, they fucking love your McNuggets, man, but I have moralistic.
We don't ask what's in them.
You don't. I did once, and that's why I never eat them again. Made that mistake.
All right. I'm going to try this next. I'm going to try this last ad we got, and I'm going to see if I can do it right here, do it justice. And we set the tone. That way people know what I'm going at here. It is from one of our great sponsors. And it's set to the beat of I Feel Like Making Love from Bad Company. We'll see if I can do this here. I feel like smoking. I feel like smoking weed. I feel like smoking weed. Something. Feel like smoking weed with cheese. Promo code Bong and Toke still don't get you shit off anything anywhere at any time. And those are our ads.
That's our ads. Thanks to our sponsors, man. Thank you to the listeners and sponsors. And if
you
guys have any more sponsors,
you
guys want to call in. Yeah, we'll wind up putting music on there eventually. But Yeah, I know, they really need to start writing those. They need to start writing those ads without, like, music inclinations, man.
Somebody needs to stop doing that.
Somebody so easy, out there though. Needs to fucking think this through.
You know, whoever writes the stuff for us, Danny, we need to figure this out and find out. I think it's the guy that produces the show. What's his name? That fucking retard Dakota or whatever.
Yeah, I can't talk shit about him because he's kind of my boss. So it's like, yeah, he's a good guy.
I don't like him that much. I can say all the shit I want to about
him.
Well,
yeah,
we're the rebels of the airways, man. We can say what we want.
Yeah, you're the rebel of the airway. I'm sticking to the safe one on this one.
good call, I guess. It ain't like he's co-hosting the show with you or anything.
Yeah, exactly. If people haven't picked up on this joke yet, I'm really sad.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I know.
But anyways, man, this week's episode is about different things to smoke out of. I figured we'll go over a few different things, a few different terms before we really get into it. But pretty much is we'll
just
go over a few different...
cover the bases for everybody that doesn't know anything.
Yeah, cover the bases for everybody that don't really know anything about it. But I feel like the first term we need to go over is one-hitter. You want to explain to everybody what a one-hitter is?
Yeah, it's pretty much self-explanatory. It's got a small compressed millimeter bowl where it's only able to pack in what would be sustainable in one hit. So usually they look like cigarettes or little baseball bats or sockets or whatever it is that you can just pack
exactly.
A single hit inside of your hand, and you can conceal it with a hand closed. So you could be walking in a concert and, you know, put your hand up like you're coughing and rip this little thing to hell and make the music all that much
better. Yeah, yeah. All right, second term I think we need to go over is carb, which carb
just like,
on the bowl. So, yeah,
exactly.
I'll
hole that allows air to flow through.
Yeah.
it's just the hole that allows air to flow through.
It's the hole, yeah.
Yeah, it's the hole. Put your finger on
pool
it
bowl.
So you're ready to not have it on. Yep,
all right, next
pool
term
bowl,
we
which
pool
is a,
bowl.
Or another one is glass on glass, as we call it.
Yeah.
And
that
kind of
blends in with the next term, which is stem. So, you know,
yeah.
that kind of blends them together, pool bowl and stem.
Yeah, the bowl would be usually glass, fits very, very closely inside of the stem, and that fits inside of the bong, and then that is what channels the airflow into the water and up into the ventilator, and you inhale that and get high as fuck.
Right. And I think the last term we should go over is cached bowl. I don't know if people still use that or not, but that's when the bowl is dead, guys. Nothing but ash. You suck through.
Tastes like shit.
Tastes like shit. That's pretty much it on the terms. The only reason I wanted to go over those is in case we have any new listeners out there, people are learning, you know, about pot and shit from us. You know, in case we say something on when we're going over shit tonight that you guys don't get, you know, just let us know. We'll fill you in what it means.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
any information and all information.
I think, yeah, exactly, right? And then I think the first smoking device we should talk about is something I feel like a lot of younger people start off with because, you know, they're out and about or they're at their friends and they have to make something real quick. Or if you're out at the river or something, it's easy to make. I feel like it's cans, you know, beer cans, soda cans,
oh, yeah.
and cans like that.
The old can
you
pipe.
You poke a hole for a carb. You know, poke a few little holes in the top for the bowl, and bam, you're good to go.
Yeah.
No worries.
Absolutely. I think,
quick and
I think
simple.
Actually that might have been that was around the very first thing I smoked. I didn't have a pipe, you know what I mean? So I'd smoked with my friends,
right.
and when I finally got my very first bag of my own weed, I had it at the house, and I was trying to keep it secret, and there was no way I was going to keep a pipe because it smelled too bad, so I just took a soda can, and that kept me going for months.
Right, because you toss them real quick. It's a soda can. If somebody comes out on you, fold it up real quick like you just crushed a soda can. Nobody's going to know shit.
Yep, exactly.
So it's simple, easy.
Effective.
Yeah, that's effective. Yes, very much it with a soda can. And then I think let's go to...
Oh,
side note
on the stash, we do not recommend smoking off of foil for any reason whatsoever.
No, for real. When we were younger, they didn't have all the tests for all that shit at that point.
Well,
or if
yeah,
they did,
the
we
little
just didn't care.
Yeah, disclaimer, don't smoke off of aluminum foil, kids. Don't smoke anything off of aluminum foil. Don't
it's
put
not good.
Anything
it's not good.
On foil.
That's why I didn't even put
comes
foil
from...
pipes on here, bro. That's why I didn't even put foil pipes on the list, because I was like, I don't want to promote that. The cans, I had to put on there because I felt like that's something everybody at one point smoked out of, you know what
at
I
least
mean?
At least in our generation, for sure, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know about the new age
you know,
stuff,
like,
they've got these
like that day at the river,
that...
you know, you bring weed, but nobody brought anything to smoke out of, so you chug a beer real quick and, you know, make a can or something.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well,
the
next one's going to be papers and blunts. I figured to put those together in one category. Yeah. I like a good zigzag. I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm a joints guy all the way. Joints is what I smoke preferably. As a person who grows marijuana, as a person who smokes his own stuff, as a person who really is passionate about it, I like to be able to taste everything, and I like to be able to get all the flavors, and people say that papers contaminate that, but I actually personally feel like they give me the best flavor. I enjoy them the most. Blunts are cool for a party or when you've got a few people around. Rarely will I roll a blunt and smoke it to myself, but papers are my go-to.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, you know me. One of my go-tos is one we'll get into a little later on, but I like a good joint, a good blunt every now and then.
Right. Right.
You know, I like
I
the blunt wrap.
Then you got roaches.
I don't like taking a cigar and trying to take all the tobacco out, you know, and like cutting it open and doing all that shit. I don't like gutting the fucking cigars to make one, but if you get a good blunt wrap, you know, that's already, nah. I like cut half the shit, lose a finger. No, I mean, I'll just waste a cigar and a finger. So fuck that.
Yeah, I can roll a blunt, man. That's one thing that over the years of my hoodlumness that I mastered was how to roll a blunt. And our good friend of ours is probably the only person that I know that could probably roll a blunt better than me. And that's just
Are we talking about a good friend with a nickname of a fish, or are we talking about somebody else?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
We should get him on the
rolls.
Show for next week. Speaking of him, I will try to get in touch with him.
Yeah, I'll give him a call after we get off here. But he can roll, man. That's one thing. I don't like telling it to him because he'll fucking get all high and mighty on his fucking head. But he can roll a blunt. And... I used to hate having to ask him because I wanted him to roll the blunt because it was so good, but then you'd have to listen to him talk about it for like fucking 20 minutes.
This is like the best blunt ever, and you'd just be like, can I smoke it now?
Are you going to spark it, or are you just going to sit there and worship the motherfucker? Come on.
It's like, I know it's a good blunt, bro. You know, it's good looking, but I want to inhale it right now.
I'm not a visual person. I'm more of like an ingestive type of individual. I want to consume the drugs.
I don't care what it's called. Just give it to me. I'll smoke it.
Well, that's funny, man, is because like when I started growing, like you know me, man. Like when we were growing up, it was like names. We had names for stuff, but we really didn't give a shit.
Right.
You know? It wasn't like a big thing, and then when I started getting into the industry and I'm starting to deal with people, like strains are such a big thing because of all the research and things that go into it. But for me, when I first started growing pot, and they were like, well, what kind of weed is this? I was like, I don't know. I just pulled it out of a blunt I had and fucking grew it, and it's doing good, you know?
Right.
But
right.
Now it's a lot more science to it.
Now it's like, okay, how much THC is in this one? Oh, well.
You have to get your terpenes checked, find out which terpenes are what in, what percentage those are at, what percentage your THC is at, because if your CBD, if you have any CBD, your THC is going to be non-effective. So there's a whole bunch of, like, checks and balances of stuff that I wasn't expecting. I thought I was just going to be a pothead forever that just, like, lived out in the woods and just grew my own tree, and it turned into a lot more than that. So, yeah, there's a lot to it.
That's crazy, bro. We'll have to do, like, a full episode of that, you know, like, all the behind, like, scenes and details into your growing.
Yeah, we can definitely get into that. And like I said, when we first started this show, man, my real goal is to get sure that people know that they can get quality homegrown cannabis they can do it themselves. They don't need, you know, dispensaries and shit like that. And I know that sounds like I'm cutting my own throat, but it's a reality, man. It's a blessing to have it in this world.
It is the truth. All right. And the next thing would be dry pipes, a.k.a. what we call just a regular pipe. Some have carbs. Some are just solid.
Yeah. Some are glass. Some are metal. Some are stone. Some are...
Right. I've seen
those
them
ones
made
are...
out of everything over time, bro.
Yeah, I've seen one
made
out
of
a,
like deer horn and shit like that.
Yeah, I was going to say... I saw one that was super illegal, and it was made out of, like, a elephant husk, elephant, like, ivory.
Oh,
and they
wow.
made a fucking pipe out of it. Yeah, and it was, like, man, I think the guy told me he bought it in, like, Africa and, like, got it here illegally because it's not supposed to be here. But I think he said he was, like, $5,000 or something like that.
I wouldn't doubt it, bro. Like, that's, damn.
I didn't smoke out of it.
Yeah, they all
they
come in all shapes and sizes with that. I think the weirdest ones I've ever personally had myself would be, I got them over in Mexico, like right across the border, and I got two at one point, but the first one I got was a, trying to think here, hold on. The first one I got had, it was a glass pipe, right? Like carb on it, just your normal glass pipe type shit, right?
Yeah.
But it had a little rubber T-Rex, like down the... I
in
guess what
stem?
You would call, like, the stem, the body stem part of it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm just like, that's weird. And then I got one once that had a, I want to say it was a real dead scorpion. It was supposed to be a real scorpion, and I'm hoping it was dead, but if it wasn't dead, it was, I don't know what was going on with him, he was there.
Yeah, that was the realest dead, that was the realest fake scorpion I've ever seen, huh?
Right, so I don't know, but those are probably the two weirdest, like, actual pipes I've seen like that, but I've seen them.
Yeah,
like you said, I've seen them made out of fucking everything and anything. So, and we'll
get
into some weird, unique ones later.
Yeah, the as far as like the glass pipes and everything goes like that. Now that kind of came more mainstream and people are more interested in stuff like that. There's all kinds of stuff on Instagram and you know TikTok and all that stuff where these guys blow these pipes and they make these artistic pieces. And I thought they were the coolest thing in the world, so I bought a octopus, and it was like a octopus pipe. I had for 38 seconds. And, shattered it, so I never decided to get one again. But there are some cool-ass shit out there, man. A lot of companies out there are doing a lot of
It's in the shape of an octopus, right?
Now, it was, yes.
Was each, like each arm or whatever of an octopus, like, could you... Like, was it, like,
no,
able
so
to hit out
was,
of it, or, like, multiple people can hit out of it, or?
So the eight legs of the octopus were wrapped, and they met together, and they were holding up the – they, like, formed the actual bowl. You smoked out of the top of the head, and the carb was, like, right on the bottom on the backside. And,
okay, that's pretty chill.
Yeah, and it was great. It was cool. I mean, absolutely beautiful, and I dropped it.
This guy. Broke it.
Into a bunch of pieces.
Fired from being a stoner.
So if you get an artistic piece, put it up. Just
Yeah, please.
Yeah, just put it up.
Don't be a Danny Tokes and break it.
Yeah. Paid $120 for something that I broke in 10 seconds after I got
Ooh.
It.
Damn.
Yep.
All right, next one is going to be water pipes, or a.k.a. a bong. I say water pipes because if you're in a smoke shop, don't say bong. Either point
don't
or
say
water pipes. Don't say bong.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nowadays, you probably can because you say it and people
laugh.
Well,
yeah. I mean, with the legality, I'm sure, where now that you don't have to you can go into shops and they sell pot now. You know what I mean? So you can probably say bongs in places like that. But in states where it is still outlawed, the sales of these water pipes and tobacco products – are to be called just that, water pipes or tobacco products. You don't go into a state like Idaho where it's zero tolerance and go, hey, man, let me get a fucking bong and a blunt wrap, and they'll just kick you right out. And you just got to make sure the respect for the shop owners considering the legality of it.
But, bongs, man, like we were saying earlier with the whole pool stem and carbs, some bongs have carbs. Where you don't have to pull a stem out, nothing like that. Some have pull stems. or pool bowls or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
You went over that pretty much earlier, so anything you want to add to bongs before we move on to vaporizers?
Not really. Usually the ones that vaporizers. Now we're getting into some shit. bongs, the ones that have the carbs are usually the plastic ones, plastic or metal.
Right.
You know what I mean? So glass is the most commonly used material for the pools. So if you see a plastic bong, you can pretty much count on there being a carb, but always double check, man. You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Right, but don't get them wrong, though. Those little plastic ones, some of those do hit, like, hella good.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just trying to get something for around the house, you know, like a small apartment, just you smoking by yourself, something cheap and easy, 10, 15 bucks for one at the smoke shop, if not cheaper.
Yeah, I bought a Rick and – I think I bought a Rick and Morty one the other day for, like, 13, 14 bucks. And,
and that's probably because it had Rick and Morty on it. That's probably why it cost 13, you know. So.
Yeah, it was made of silicone, so I couldn't break it. And
oh, wow, okay.
It was,
I bought a silicone pipe not long ago. It's supposed to be, like, machine washable and shit like that.
No, that's what they said about this one. But my dumbass left it out for the dogs. And I just have a really bad memory, man. I smoke a lot of ganja, and that's, you know, problematic for my memory. I left it sitting out on the table, man. And
not you.
Yeah, bro, I forget everything. And so I left it sitting outside, and the dogs got a hold of it and chewed it up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Mr. Tokes' bong, guys. We'll be holding a funeral for it this week.
I'm a serious collector, yeah.
Well, dude, okay, speaking of bongs, do you remember hearing about that car wreck that me and Nikki were in, and I saved the bong in her?
Yes, I do. I remember you hit your head. Pretty sure you gave yourself and got a concussion, but you saved the bong.
Pretty sure I did, bro, but I saved a bong and a chick, so I did a super.
Good job.
You know, the funny shit was,
man,
though, bro, I was hitting the bong as I flew. So really, I saved the bong by accident. It was one of those things like, if I'm going to die, I'm going out smoking.
I'm going high.
Douche. And then I just land back with it in my hands, like perfect. And I was just like, hmm.
Like it was meant to be.
Yeah, and I was just like, yeah, y'all saw that.
And they didn't because they were unconscious and, like, in the windshield of the car.
One of them was, like, stuck into the floorboard. The other one was stuck over in something else. But it happened.
It happened, yeah.
All right, so vaporizers, what do you know about them, man?
Man, vaporizers are the legitest, like, cleanest thing you can smoke out of, to be real with you, because the temperature that they reach, let me double check on that real quick because I don't want to give you the wrong information. But the temperature on a vaporizer has to believe, I think it's 175.
Sounds about right, give or take.
Yeah, let me see. Okay, oh, no, it's 190 to 235 is what your gauge is. 235 being your...
Well, I was off.
Yeah, it's 370. Well, that's in Celsius, so we go 374 to 440. 455 is for your vaping stuff. That essentially gets it down to where a science of it, man. So the temperature that you use depends on which cannabinoids burn. So when you put the flower inside of the vaporizer, it superheats it to the temperature you set. And I think mine was always set, like, a little bit low. And it will cook solely the THC, none of the carbon side features of the plant burn. So there's no flame. It just superheats the weed so that the THC vaporizes, and you get a clean, pure puff on that. And the... very deceptive, because there's not, like, a lot of visible smoke, but they will riggedy wreck your ass. So just be careful.
Yes, it will fuck your shit up, guys.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Very much so. They have a new one that's a smart vape that I seen the other day. And the dude who designs the Oscar statues, the sculptor who does the statues for the Oscars and all that stuff, he designed a smart vape. And this smart vape burns with a certain type of heat, and it only, I can't remember the degrees or nothing like that, but it only burns the cannabinoids that get you high. The cannabinoid that's inside of it, and I think it's CBG, I can't remember, but it's the cannabinoid that makes you tired. It doesn't cook that.
Hmm.
It doesn't heat up to the temperature to where that will burn. So it only burns off, so you'll smoke out of this smart vape, and you won't get tired, you won't get sleepy, you won't get all, like, drowsy. So I think I seen them retailing for $375. Then the gold-plated one is $8,000. So
I have to
save $8,000. Yeah. Yeah, I want the gold one, man. I want it.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll go halfies. I'm down for half a gold.
Definitely look it up. Yeah, definitely look it up.
Holy shit. That's another idea for a whole nother show too. The most expensive bongs and shit.
Oh god, dude.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of money in the industry.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic too, because there's so much money that goes into the pipes and bongs and glass industry and vaporizers and cannabis industry has opened up for a lot of different side businesses and things like that. So yeah, that's definitely a whole show in itself.
Now I'm gonna put two together, and not because they, you know, they're similar in the way they made or the way you hit, but it's because technically you sort of home make both of these. That is a steamroller and a gravity bong.
Right. Steamrollers, they do make steamrollers, but the best ones are always made from some kind of bottle. And gravity bongs will destroy you.
Yeah, I remember paper towel freaking tube to make my first steamroller when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, prison. That's how you smoke weed, man. You just take a little pinhole and you stick it on the top and put your little pinner joint in there and you suck it all down in one hit. And I mean, that's what I used for 10 years. But steamrollers are awesome when you don't have that much weed, just like gravity bongs. You do one gravity, and I mean, you're baked.
Yeah. So would you say let's say a gravity, you think that's probably the quickest way of getting high with the least amount of weed?
No. I think with the least amount of weed, I would have to go with the way that we did it in prison, just because the minute amounts that we had in there. So you make a small single pinner joint, and then you stick it in a toilet paper tube, and then you hit it until the whole joint's gone, and then you just rip whatever you have in there. I think that is the most conservative method if you don't have a lot of weed. You know what I mean? So that's probably...
Now, we're not saying listeners go to prison. We're not saying that.
No, just learn from my mistakes, yeah.
But if you guys want to try it on your own, go for it, but don't go to prison and try it. We're not saying do that, all right, guys?
Yeah. Definitely not endorsing the prison system. That's not what we're doing here.
But, yeah, a good gravity, man, it'll fuck you up, though. Like, I've seen them made with just, like, 2 liters in a fucking sink. You put a plug in the sink, let it fill up with water, and cut a 2 liter in half. Man, you got a gravity.
Man, I've also seen it go as far as they were using a 5-gallon water jug in a jacuzzi. And they had, like, a big socket
on the
top of the big water jug. And the kid that went to try it first went down, fell into the pool and almost drowned. But, yeah, that was something else.
Bro, okay, I got a water jug one, but it's not a gravity. I was going to get into it a little later when I was talking about unique, like, bongs and shit, but since you brought up this, okay, I know you know a couple of the homies over from, I'll just say his name, the neighborhood Darren's from, bro.
Yeah, College Park, all that.
College Park, thank you. It's been so long since I've been to you, my guys, my bad. But yeah, a couple of the homies over in College Park one night, we all decided we were going to make a hookah. So we took a 5-gallon water jug, poked some holes in the side of it, poked a hole in the top for the bowl, and took some water hoses, just put around it and made this big-ass hookah, dude. It was fun for the first hit, and then it got boring, and everybody was choking, and there was just a waste of smoke at that point.
Right. That concept, man, is I don't know if you remember, we had a hookah over there at our buddy's house. You remember?
Probably. probably.
Yeah, they had in that little trailer that they had back there, they had that, like, yellow hookah. And everyone wanted to smoke out of it because there was a bunch of people. I never liked it, bro. It's like that stale taste. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never cared for this.
Like, if you get that, first, like, hit, like, when they first light it or something,
it's not bad at all.
You kind of get that, like, okay,
fresh flavor.
Yeah, but once that smoke sets in there, you're right, dude. It's a stale smoke, and then it's, yeah. I'm with you
and
on that, dude. Hookahs.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with gravity bongs, too, man, is the stale, that smoke can go stale so quick that you need to hurry up and do your business, because
you have to take
gray,
in that
yellow
one
color,
hit, otherwise.
That's enough to kill you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've actually passed out a couple times where I took.
So I've seen people pass out from gravities, dude. People that, not you, but I've seen people be like, dude, I smoke all the time, and they took a gravity and shit, and then bam, 2 seconds later, they're twitching and flipping and flopping, and you're
dude,
just
that's,
like, ooh, damn.
Hey, and that happens to people now. I mean, I do smoke a lot now, and I was sitting on the couch the other day, and I was, was I on the couch? No, I was sitting on the porch, and I was smoking a bowl, and I took a really big rip, and I stood up to go grab the dog because he was doing something, and that standing up real quick motion, man, I fell straight to the ground. Boom. And I'm 30-something years old.
You got a head rush.
Yeah,
you got a head rush in there too, though. That's what happened.
Yeah. It's all
head
the same
rush.
Thing.
No, see, I can understand. Yeah, I can understand that, you know, but like, even be like people talking all this smack, like, oh, dude, I smoke weed all the time, man. Like, I'm so hardcore. I smoke like a joint every 2 days. Talking to us like that, me and be like, I smoke
a joint
like 2 seconds ago,
here,
bro.
Yeah. You might want to put your big boy pants on before you step in here with me, man. Just saying.
Because any of the listeners that actually know us, at one point when everybody had jobs and everybody was, you know, we were all getting weed, we were probably going through ounces a night. Because I know I was buying ounces, you were. Yeah, easy,
yeah.
Dude. And it, yeah.
Yeah.
So those are the good old days, man.
We burned, I don't know if you remember this, but we burned a quarter pound in one evening.
Probably.
I went and got a quarter pound, and we burned it in a one night. Do you remember?
Oh my God! Yes, I do remember that because you were supposed to do something else with it, and and we were only supposed to smoke a little bit of it, and somehow we ended up just smoking and smoking and smoking and smoking and smoking.
Yeah, and then I woke up like the next day, and I was like, "Fuck."
Yeah. I do remember that, dude.
Yeah, that happened. And then if you also remember, I brought a quarter pound to our friend's birthday party when we were younger. And her birthday, we were at her house, and we went in that little shed out there, and we were drinking.
You
and
see,
I
wasn't there yet. I came there at the end of that. I wasn't there for all that night. But, yes, I do remember that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I brought a quarter pound that night, too.
I was at... Somehow I ended up somewhere else right before that, and then I got ended up being stuck at where I was at for a little bit, and ended up coming like right after. I came after you guys did cake and everything like that, and all the pictures were being taken, and I somehow ended up making it there, and it was like you, me, her. I think I might have had a Jew with me. If anybody knows, that's not a racial slur either.
Yeah.
I feel like there was somebody else probably.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, I want to say that other dude,
Josh or Smiley, whatever
too?
The fuck his name was. Yeah, and then
fuck
Dustin. What was that dude's name?
That motherfucker, dude. He got D-Lo fucking arrested and a bunch of other bullshit one night.
Yeah, that's
tried to
dude.
Run
he was there
mouth,
too.
D-Lo
was there.
Dude, and then we
yeah,
saw
he,
him the next day when we were driving by, and three of us jump out of that truck. His ass took off running, dude.
never to be seen again.
Yeah, I've never saw him again after that, truthfully. I don't know whatever happened to him.
He left. He literally left town, yeah, after that.
Yeah,
I
just know one night it was a crazy night. Yeah, that's a story for another show, too, guys.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do a show that we can commit to some crimes that we've done. Technically, though, I didn't even do anything that day. I almost got arrested that day, too, for just being there, even though I was already there, and they just thought I wasn't there, but there wasn't, yeah. I know that sounded weird saying it like that.
Sounded weird when you heard it the first time, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you know what got me out of trouble? Right? Dude, they had me in handcuffs, put me in the back of the car, and what got me out of trouble was D-Lo going, he wasn't there. I don't know why you guys got him in cuffs. And it's where Josh narked on dude and somebody else and threw my name in there just because I was at the place he was at right then.
Yeah.
Because they came looking for him.
Yeah, and he knew your name, so your name got thrown out because he's a coward.
And then when they figured out what was up, dude, they let me go. And that dude,
yeah.
He took off. I don't know whatever happened to him. Then a couple
he
of our homies
down.
Went
yeah,
to jail
yeah.
that night. And then we saw him next day just chilling in front of the store like nothing. And we're just like, oh, let's fuck him up. Oh, man, those are the good old days.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some fun back then, man. And I'm super glad that I had the friends that I had then, because there's a lot of, like, snaky shit that happened later on in life as far as, like, seeing a lot of, like, dirt ball, grind ball stuff. But, you know, I never got done like that by my friends that I had. And that was always a really good plus. And then all these years later...
I was about to say, bro, like the homies back then, like, sometimes we would be at battle with each other and shit. But, like, if somebody else came up in there trying to run their mouth, we had each other's backs
oh,
on
yeah.
everything.
Oh, yeah,
it was like your normal just, like, shit, you know? Like, a couple of us might have been fighting
yeah.
over some bitch or some shit at some point, and then, bam, somebody else comes in there. We're like, oh, fuck you, bro.
Yeah. Let's join forces to get this other guy out.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And it was, man. It was, you know what, though? As a group of friends, man, we were all really close. I mean, we spent pretty much every day together at, you
pretty
know,
much, yeah, dude. That is
much,
true.
Yeah, we all, like, yeah, I mean, basically, I mean, other than staying in the same house, which we did stay on the same property for quite regularly, I mean, we all lived pretty much together at that phase, because I know I didn't
yeah,
live there.
Yeah, that, and, yeah, I started to say I might go home every now and then at that point.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I had my own room there.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
so,
I
mean,
I just passed out wherever I was sitting, but,
that's pretty much me at that
yeah,
point, too, but...
Yeah, we were all really close, and then, you know, as time progressed, we all kind of, like, distanced and, you know, grew and stuff like that. But I look back on those days fondly, man, and I learned a lot.
Yeah, that's the way I see it too,
then.
Man. It was I look back at some of the shit, and I'm like, damn, I'm so stupid for doing that. But, like, I wouldn't change it because that's I learned, you know. It's like you with the
yes.
face tattoo thing that you were explaining. Like, you know, that
yeah,
was your
exactly.
past shit. Now you moved on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and people always laugh at me when they say, why did you get a face tattoo? And I'm like, well, because I retired, you know? I can.
Hey,
I
I'm not
going
to lie, dude.
I
laughed at you when I first saw it, and then when you explained to me, you know, the reasoning, I was like, oh, fuck, bro. That's hardcore
yeah.
right there. You know what I mean? Like,
because I couldn't, yeah, because, I mean, for so many years doing what I was previously doing, I couldn't have any identifying features. I couldn't stand out from anybody. I couldn't have any, you know, markings that made me memorable. You know what I mean?
Right.
And,
right.
As a lover
you
of tattoos,
you had a mohawk
course,
at one point,
always...
didn't you?
What's that?
Did you have a mohawk
what?
At one point?
Yeah, I had
a pink
mohawk.
Did you have
mohawk.
A mohawk at one point?
Yeah, I had
and
a
you didn't
mohawk.
Want to be stood out?
Well, no, well, I wasn't doing what I was doing then, you know what I mean? You can't exactly walk into a place with a pink mohawk and not nobody remember your face, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
I did,
that's
I had,
saying.
Yeah, I had the mohawk. I mean, I had a big fro for a while, you know what I'm saying? I had
I remember the
phases,
fro,
but...
bro. Oh, my God. It looked like those clown hairs, but not all colored. It was like a black wig looking thing, but it was his actual hair, guys.
Yeah.
Dude,
my hair's
used to
so
be
wavy.
Drunk. Like, we all would be drunk, but sometimes we used to play where we would, like, stick random, like, things in it to see if you would notice.
And I wouldn't because there was so much
like,
hair.
Yeah, it'd be like a pin or a pencil. It wouldn't be nothing bad, guys. It'd be like a pencil or, you know, something random like that.
A lighter.
Yeah. Somebody get a lighter, bro?
Somebody put a lighter in my hair one day. I didn't find it until I went home. I was laying in bed, and I, like, had
20
a scratch
bucks
on my
you needed
head.
A lighter.
Yeah, and it was a dead lighter, too. It wasn't even, like, a fucking good one.
Damn. Bad pranks, guys. Bad pranks.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a good lighter, either.
Prank.
They just put a dead lighter
yeah,
in my hair.
Yeah, it wasn't even a good fucking one. It was a crackhead lighter, and it was empty. It was like, what the fuck?
If listeners can't hear right now, it is starting to pour. I told you, man, every time we do a show, the weather just gets crazy.
Yeah. Wacky Wednesdays, bro.
I know what it is, Wacky Wednesdays. The weather just brought over the fucked up Friday.
Yep. Anytime. The stash brings all the smoke, bro.
That's what happens, man. We bring the smoke.
Yeah.
All right.
They're
so,
trying to
Oh, go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, you go ahead, man. Here's what you're going
to
say.
Oh, I was just going to say that the nature's trying to fucking put out the fire that is our fucking content.
Oh, dude. Couldn't have spoken it any better. But let's go over, you know, a few of the most unique bongs, pipes, or, you know, things that we've seen over the years. Like, we've talked about the, what, six-footer or whatever it was that you had that time.
Yeah,
everybody
I,
knows about apples
that.
And, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I went over the
stuff.
Yeah, I went over the, whatchamacallit, the 5-gallon jug.
Yep.
I think you brought this up the other day when me and you were talking, and I didn't remember it at the time, but then after you started describing it, I did remember. I would have to say a telescope, bro, would probably be the most unique thing I've that I can remember that I've smoked out of that I can actually just think, you know, like a telescope I think would do it.
It was a functioning telescope, and it had, like, it sat on, like, a base, and it had, like, the motor with the remote so that you could align it with the stars and, like, point it in directions. And I completely stripped the inside of it out and turned it into a full-on bong. And you could rotate it. I remember we were so fucking baked, we would sit that thing on, like, its little tripod in the center of us, and we would rotate it around, and it would turn. And then people would hit it, and then you'd turn it to the next guy, so we didn't have to get up. And that was probably my most inventive one, myself. But you had the telescope that was absolutely the tits, because the thing was so small, and then you pulled it out, and it was like a full-size piece. Do you remember that?
Oh, you're talking about that little – it wasn't a full telescope piece. It was a piece off of a telescope. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
that was
yeah,
a
that
once
cool.
in a lifetime making by accident with that, and then somehow trip on this, bro. I can't prove this, but another one of our homies. When I say the name, it's not the homie that does the shows with us. You know what I'm talking about. But another one of our homies named Logan that used to live like down the street from me. You probably know which one I'm talking about, like
Kaiser.
Down my street. Yeah. I don't know whatever really happened to that piece. It was sitting in his truck one day, and then it was just gone.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know, man.
That dude's gone, bro. Have you seen or talked to him since the car accident?
No, I didn't know he was in a car wreck, man. I haven't talked to that dude since
bro.
High school, probably.
Oh, bro. He as cool as he once was, dude, the dude doesn't recognize, talk to anybody. He, like, stands there and, like literally just, like, stands in his room, walks circles, walks around blankly, stares at you, doesn't talk. Dude got serious head trauma,
bro.
Oh,
wow.
Fucked up.
Wow,
and
poor dude, man.
Yeah.
He was one
and,
of the homies back in the day, dude.
Yeah, he was. And what's crazy is because I went out there to, you know, I was going out there and I was doing my thing before. And I went out to that area where they were living, and I was serving some stuff. And I went to this house, and his house is where he lived. And they were buying some of that stuff. And I was like, hey, man, what's going on? I fucking hadn't seen you in years, right? And dude didn't even recognize me. You know what I mean? I told him, I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and he wouldn't talk. And I was like, what's going on? And I guess, like, somebody was there was like, oh, yeah, he's not there no more. Like, you know?
Wow.
I was like, damn.
Poor dude, man. No, last I heard from him was, I don't think he got married, but he, like, either moved off or something and ended up having a kid or two. And that's, like, the last I heard from that. And that was a good 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, it hasn't been that long since I've seen him. So, yeah, that was after that. And he was out in Welton, if you remember.
Because he went over to the – bro, I went to his graduation party because I graduated a year before him. And I remember going to his graduation party out there in Welton. And for the listeners that don't know, Welton is like this little town, like a little desert town, right? And there's a lot of open desert there. Well, I think you were there
that's
that night
all it
too,
is,
bro.
Yeah.
And we went to that party that was out in the middle of it. And as we pull up, cops and shit started pulling up.
Oh,
and they,
right. I remember, and we turned off
shit.
The lights and
they,
hid in the bushes.
Yeah, that was me and you at first, right? Because we had pot and shit on
yep.
us. And then they were just like, oh, we don't care, guys. We just want to make sure everybody's good.
Yeah. I remember that
damn,
now.
Damn, bro. I remember that. And then we ended up finding some pot that somebody threw over there by where we were at, and they didn't know.
Because,
we were
yeah,
there
exactly. The kids took off running into the desert, and they threw their weed. And one of us saw it. I don't think it was me. Somebody else saw it. And we were like, fuck,
I don't think,
we're over there
me,
and grab
yeah. it. It was one of the other homies that was there with us. So yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't me because I just remember, where the fuck did you get that? And he's like, those kids dropped it when they seen the cops.
I think it was Big Trike, to be exact.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
Gosh,
man. Those are the good old days. This week coming up, guys, we got the 420 episode special coming up. 420 is going to be on a Tuesday, but we're going to be putting out the show on the 21st, aren't we? Is that Wednesday yet?
Yeah.
But hey,
ain't
going to be bad, dude. Nobody, it'd still be just as good, guys. Still be just as good as a 420 special. So.
Yeah. Our 420 special will be on 422.
I'll tell you guys what.
It will.
Yeah. No, go ahead, bro. My bad.
Yeah. No, you're good. And I was just saying that it's going to be kicking. I think we got some guest speakers coming on, don't we?
Yeah. As of right now, we got a couple of guests that are supposed to come on. At least one, I'm pretty sure, will be on.
Yeah.
Tell you what, bro, we'll even come and tell some of the old stories for the 420 episode. Make it more intense.
Man. Bring up the old courthouse incident.
Which one?
In the parking garage, dog. With the B in the grinder.
Oh, fuck, yeah. And I wish we can get some of the people that were involved in that on here, too.
I don't really talk to them, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh my God, I'm gonna say something right now. You're gonna laugh at this. Nobody else is gonna understand it. Should we get RMF on the show?
Oh, the rejoining of RMF. I don't think the world's ready, man.
Like 12 years later, the reuniting of RMF. Where is our ruthless motherfuckers at?
The other ones are out there on drugs. On a side note
to that, dude, I do feel bad about some shit that happened after. After our crew kind of took off and did our own shit, I kind of feel bad for some of the youngsters that used to be around us.
Yeah.
Because some of them tried to do their own shit and they didn't do it as good as us and.
Wind up going to jail.
Yeah, for a while, a few of them did.
For a while,
and I feel kind of bad over that one. Because he did look
after
us.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And, yeah. So, guys, you know, life of crime isn't always what it pays out to be. Damn, you learn a lot
it's
on this
never
path.
What it, it's
from
never,
weed to crime.
It's never. Yeah, it's never what it pays out to be, man. And, I mean, this is coming from a person who's pretty successful as a criminal. Had a couple failures, but, you know, it never pays, bro. That's why I'm doing everything legal now. You know what I mean?
I'm proud of you, bro. I am proud of you.
Yeah.
Since it's storming here, man, and I don't want the electric to go out on my ass, let's jump into the strain of the week, guys.
All right. I
need to start adding music to the show so we can be like, I need to add music to the show so I'm gonna be like, let's jump into the strain of the week. Or something, you know?
Yeah, we definitely need some, like, soundboard stuff. I believe last week I was telling you that we were going off on the hazes. We had already been through some of the Kushes, and we were going into the hazes. Last week we did the OG Haze or Haze Original. This week we're touching in on Purple Haze, which is one of the actual lower – it's a sativa dominant. It was popularized by Jimi Hendrix, I think it was like 1967, Purple Haze. This strain has like dreamy bursts of euphoria that brings like veterans back from, you know, PTSD. It's a high energy, creates creativity. Purple Haze is believed to have descended from the parent strains of Purple Tie and the Haze strain, which passes on the mixes like sweet and earthy flavors with a little bit of berry and spice. The percentages only average on this is about 16% mycine or terpene, and it has, of course, 0% CBD. It has more of a energizing effect than a calming, but it doesn't really have a really high THC count. But do not count out Purple Haze, man, because Purple Haze is tinctures, and they're not tinctures, they're terps coming together, and those flavors really boost up the effect, man, and those really do it. Personally, on Purple Haze, it will make me have the worst cotton mouth out of any other weed. Don't know why, just personally.
I feel that,
yeah.
Bro.
And of course, when you're coming from Purple Haze, the children of Purple Haze, my personal favorite, would always be the Purple Panty Dropper. And that was a mother strain from Purple Haze. And I believe, man, I think it was a Land Race. But so yeah, that's the strain of the week, Purple Haze. Next week we'll be working with some of the Platinums. So get ready for that. And if you guys have any recommendations or any questions, always get a hold of us on the comment section or get a hold of us on here, however you want to do it.
Yep, and I know I keep saying the YouTube channel, guys, I'm off for the next few days, so I will have time to actually start getting shit posted on there, so bear with me. I had a crazy work week this week also, so my bad, guys. And, yeah. But next week, the stash will be back on its normal day. It is going to be the 420 episode. I'm excited. I'm excited 420 is coming up, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the stoner day, man. It's stoner holiday right here, 420. And it's going to be great. I got to work that
holiday.
Day. It's going to suck for that, but I'm going in stone, so whatever.
I just smoke weed while I work. It's fine.
Yeah, lucky. If they would let me, everything would be cooked good around that. But besides that, man, anything else you want to go over before the show goes off?
No, man. There's nothing else I got for you. I just hope you guys get through this little weather and hope everybody out there.
I don't know what's going
great...
on with this shit, man. This weather is bipolar around these parts.
Yeah.
It literally was sunny all day today, man. Maybe a little bit of a wind, but nothing to write home about. And then out of nowhere, rain. And then the other day, dude, I wake up, it's sunny. Everything's good. You know, I'm like, damn, yeah, it's going to be great. Get off work tonight. We're going to do the show, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, it's pouring down rain and tornadoes are fucking up our asses. I don't know what the fuck goes on in this town, dude.
Yeah. I need a fucking move.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We'll definitely get that back on track for next week, and the 420 episode will be awesome. We'll bring in those special guests. We'll go over another strain next week. And I think I already said we're going into the Platinum.
Why don't we do two strains? Let's do two strains because it's a 420 special.
Yeah, I've got a strain for you, actually. We're going to open up a little bit about this pink panty shot that I've got going on here. That's a little cross combination of strains that I've been working with. And I will put some pictures up on the Instagram when we get that back up, too. Another thing, I've been lagging on it. We'll get some pictures of that up. And
spoken like two true stoners.
Yeah, I'm such a stoner, man. I turned a professional.
Isn't that the truth? We pros.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, we'll be getting everything up momentarily. Thank you guys for being patient with us.
Absolutely.
Other
and
shows
as, of
for
course,
week,
always, we can use the feedback.
Oh, yeah. Always, guys, we love to hear the feedback from wherever. We got fans all over right now, India, UK, Ukraine, Russia, Canada, some other places, you know, stuff like that. But
yeah, India, Pakistan.
Yeah, all those other stands and other places. Thank you guys for, you know, listening and shit. We'll be doing, like I said, we'll be doing our 420 special this week. Ask Me About Vice. We'll start again, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. So that's going to be pretty good, guys. And we finally settled on a name, bro. the degenerate duo of me and Shane, who finally added Lacey in because, you know, she's been there from the beginning, we decided to call our show The King's Court because, you know, I am the king and they are my wise men. We're going to see how
Lacey
good this
is wise. Lacey is wise. I'll say that. Shane, he can tell you a bunch
a
of
man.
Shit not to do.
He's a man.
He's wise from experience.
Yes. Lacey's wise from book smarts. Shane's wise from street smarts.
Hard knocks.
You know, like he,
yeah, hard
he knocks. He knows his own address and whatnot. Fuck. I love you, Shane. But yeah, it's gonna be a good week coming up, guys. So be on the lookout for all those shows. We can't put this over enough. The 420 special is coming up this week, so that's gonna be freaking amazing, guys.
Yeah,
you
know we're psyched
about
that.
Yeah, I'm psyched. He's psyched. Everybody smoking pot right now is psyched. Everybody that can hear me, 420 special this week. But it's gonna be on 421.
I'm getting psyched
with
mushrooms.
But
we're all gonna have fun.
There you go. There you go. I'm already tripping right now. Nobody knows. I guess with all that being said, bro, the only thing left to say is always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Because the world needs roasting. Couldn't said it any better myself.